fatanso, ire fa de chapo chapo,
ire fa de chapo chapo,
fa conso, fatanso, fa conso, fatanso, ire fa de chapo chapo,
ire fa de chapo chapo,
mi ire manenga trepeta Christmas ali,
sana mode,
mi ire manenga trepeta lupus malibi,
sana mode,
so poye oi gri. Chago chago,
salamonde.
Warut boy ne guanso,
salamonde.
Warut don't know, hey.
Salamonde.
I thank you for all the fara,
salamonde.
What man that man,
salamonde. Salamonde.
Salamonde, salamonde.
Salamonde.
Oh, fire my model,
salamonde.
Mi ere manenga trepe ta Christmas ali,
salamonde.
Mi ere manenga trepe lukus malibi,
salamonde.
Ofanga y model,
sana model.
Ofanga y model,
sana model.
Warut boy me guanso,
sana model.
Warildi me guanso,
sana model.
Tim sestiru ne setenso,
sana model.
And don't boy de quito tala,
sana model.
Pondre,
sana model.
Mi ere manenga trepeta Christmas ali,
sana model.
Mi ere manenga trepelu kus malibi,
sana model.
Son boy e chaco chaco,
sana model.
Now I wrote a song especially for all you sweethearts. It is called Super Freak Family.
And it goes to you, freak brothers and freak sisters.
Yeah. Natural colors and textures. A perfectly inspired collection. Come in and see.
This is a true story from my Prince Bara. A very true story about a man called Bedward. Bedward was not a man cussed bad word, but he sure would. Bedward used to conduct a church in Jamaica. In Jamaica they call it mission. Bedward preached to all the members of his organization that he going to fly next week Sunday. He going to fly. People from his organization tell it to other members and people all over the end of Jamaica that this man Bedward is going to fly. Well, one Sunday afternoon, this was the time when this man Bedward want to fly. Bedward, that was his name. So people all over the ends of Jamaica come to see this man Bedward fly. So Bedward went up on a house top, a very high top of a building. People looking now to see Bedward fly. The appointed time come that Bedward should fly. Guess what happened? Bedward jump off the building top, brother, and break his neck. Bedward jump off of the building top and break his neck. Bedward, down in Jamaica, the man who used to operate the church. Down in Jamaica they call it the mission. True story about the man Bedward. The man will never curse bad word, but him threw a lot of word. Bedward. Bedward. Bedward give out a lot of invitation to people, telling people that he going to fly. He don't have no wing, but he going to fly. Bedward. Poor fella. Him never cuss bad word, but him threw a lot of word. And that was the man called Bedward. 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 Jamaica. Them call him Bedward. Them call him Bedward. Mama break him that one Sunday afternoon. Several people stand to see Bedward fly, but Bedward didn't fly. Bedward went down and break his neck. Bedward. That's the end of Bedward. That was the end of Bedward.
What happened?
How in the hell should I know?
Skin is skin, flesh is flesh, blood is red. This is fact. I am I. Who are you? Blood is red. This is fact. Time is money and cash is cold. Blood is red. This is fact. Right is left and left is right. Blood is red. This is fact. Divide and conquer is their game. Blood is blood. This is fact. Why blind with color? We can't see that blood is red. This is fact. Who sees and loves all just the same? Blood is red. This is fact. God is God by any name. Blood is red. This is fact.
Shalom.
feet like horses as the nose that never grew. You must be always on your guard, or he will catch you with his magical lasso.
Those who speak of what they know find too late that prudent silence is wise. Joseph Bouquet, hold your tongue. He will burn you with the heat of his eyes.
Когда мне больно было и плохо, ты спасал меня, герой. Твое оружие слова, ты не полезешь в бой. Больно было и плохо, ты спасал меня, герой. Твое оружие слова, ты не полезешь в бой. Но в общем. И определенно я устаю. Больно было и плохо, ты спасал меня, герой. Твое оружие слова, ты не полезешь в бой. Больно было и плохо, ты спасал меня, герой. Твое оружие слова, ты не полезешь в бой. Больно было и плохо, ты спасал меня, герой. Твое оружие слова, ты не полезешь в бой. Больно было и плохо, ты не спасал меня, герой. Твое оружие слова, ты не полезешь в бой.
Ты не спасал меня, герой. Твое оружие слова, ты не полезешь в бой. Больно было и плохо, ты не спасал меня, герой. Твое оружие слова, ты не полезешь в бой.
Yeah. gniesz na siłę, kiedy czujesz, że blisko jest chwila, jak płomień, jest chwila, jak płomień, a jest chwila, jak płomień, jest chwila, jak płomień, jest chwila, jak płomień, jest chwila, jak płomień.
déjà qui le ramène, sur qui s'y croit.
Je trouve ça beau.
Tu trouves tout beau, toi?
C'est parce que je suis heureuse, comme je ne l'ai jamais été.
Pourquoi?
D'esprit que j'ai d'abord trouvé, de plus avoir à chercher, d'avoir enfin trouvé quelqu'un qui sent l'amour comme je le sens, qui a envie d'y croire comme j'y crois. Faire ça, on ne se trouve pas. Qu'on soit tous les deux romantiques, pathétiques, finis.
Je t'écoute, moi. J'ai comme une érection.
Quelque chose qui me dit que même sans érection, parce que on n'échappera pas dans un coup d'année, le désir sera pas aussi fréquent, aussi fort.
J'espère, mais parce que là, tu m'épuises. On ne pourrait pas garder ce rythme-là longtemps.
Oui, mais même sans désir.
Hein. Avec ou sans libido, avec ton haleine de café, ta manie tout casser. Toujours cette traîner des cheveux dans le bain. Je te choisis, bébé. T'es la dernière. J'en veux plus d'autre. On se marie. Je vais faire celui-là avec toi. T'aimer pour la vie. Je pensais pas te sortir ça un soir comme ça. Elle parlera pas à personne si tu veux. Ce sera juste une petite noce intime. Toi et deux. Pas d'église, pas de curé. Ou une grosse enquête, comme tu veux, je sais pas. Je le sais, ça veut plus dire grand-chose à nos jours. Mais pour moi, ça veut dire que... J'ai oublié ça.
Mais pourquoi t'es arrivé si tard dans ma vie, toi?
reseco, muy reseco. Me echo fresco y no me puedo aliviar. Quiero el líquido precioso para el sofoco poderme quitar. Quiero el líquido precioso para el sofoco poderme quitar.
Esto es seco y me quiero mojar. Esto es seco y me quiero mojar. Esto es seco y me quiero mojar.
In the community, and that's the piece I think that we have to also understand, you know, because if the and I think this is something the movement for Black Lives is now learning, mm-hmm. and kind of learning the hard way, of who are all the different forces in the community that support the police. And people are often shocked like how many Black people support the police in some of these communities, and folks have to then do a deeper class analysis of understanding what is the actual composition of our communities and their class composition? Who are these forces? How are they aligned? How do they arrange? What kind of support do they elicit? Yeah. You know, because they're not completely alone. They're not in the majority by any sense, but they're not completely alone. They're definitely not isolated, and they definitely have allies that have to be reckoned with in the larger, you know, political struggle.
Yeah. Then I was thinking about there are many protests around the country around Black Lives Matter. Everywhere, and I have the idea that you have a pretty good overview, at least you had it in June, mm-hmm. that you knew mm-hmm. things around the and I'm looking for victories. Are there places where something positive happened, or there's a success in some way?
There's a number of, I would say, measured victories that have happened. You know, what happened in the Twin Cities, you know, Minneapolis and St. Paul there, with the police being, you know, massively kind of defunded. Now, it didn't go through because the mayor and some other folks vetoed it. And they have to do some measures within their state constitution, but the movement hasn't gone anywhere. So, you know, and they're figuring out up there how to overcome many of these obstacles and to gain some strength, in particular, you know, over the case of this. Folks up there in those communities.
Hello. Hey. Oh, I don't hear you.
Where they were able to get some funding taken away from the sheriff.
Yeah.
I hear an echo.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you fine. Yeah. I just hear an echo of my own voice now.
Okay. I had some trouble. You were away for a couple seconds, and that happened.
Oh, okay. No, I can hear you, so it must have been a short break.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's been some critical victories. It would be wrong to say that there haven't been victories. There have been, just to cite some places, Boston, Rochester, New York, I think was perhaps one of the most substantive one, with the police chief being fired, old cases being open, cases being thrown out. You have, you know, what's going on, ongoing work that's going on in Oregon, ongoing stuff that's going on in, Seattle. So, there's been some pretty substantive victories.
Yeah.
That have happened on the municipal level primarily.
Yeah.
You know, it's where the political aggregates get larger, like on the county and the state levels, and then on the federal level. Like, that's where there haven't been many substantive victories in those arenas yet. But I think there's a few that might, in the next, year, that might be able to be won there.
Yeah.
Because there's some critical conversation about reform in the vein coming from some of the demands of the movement, both in California, New York, and also in Michigan. So we'll see how this plays out, I think, in the course of the next year. Now, it won't be, it'll be reformers. People need to be clearly mindful of that, that they'll redirect funds here or there. They might demilitarize in a couple of cases here or there. There'll be some redirection of funds to other social services. You know, that's what these victories will look like in the main. But host efforts to kind of defund the police, I don't think we're going to see that at this point in time, because the movement, as kind of right now encapsulated politically within the Democratic Party, it is fundamentally split. And there's a pretty serious war that's being waged already between the so-called progressive wing of the Democratic Party and its neoliberal wing, which is the dominant wing, the institutional wing. And this is this issue of defunding and police reform is one of the hotbed issues where there's going to be some major struggles, I think, the next 2 years. Kind of defining this terrain.
Yeah, it's interesting. And what should it's because we're talking about so many places and so many people. But you gave some instances that there's a movement that's not going anywhere. We have been following Portland a lot with this program. Because they just didn't stop demonstrating every night, and there you could also see that the mayor was not in charge of the police, but they were kind of autonomous and did what they want to do.
Right.
And that's crazy. They had a small victory 2 weeks ago when there was this red house. I don't know if you heard about it, and the people came as a, they wanted to evict this house, and it was evicted, and then angry people came and took the house again, and then the police came, and then the police was chased away with flat tires and broken windows, and the police made it off, made off, and people, well, I think that's a kind of a victory, because they they came to the alarm, and they chased the cops away. And it was there's footage of it, so that looks nice. And especially in Portland, where people just came there to demonstrate and then get abused by the police, I think that's a mental thing of importance. That sometimes you can also chase the police away. That's please keep that in mind. So we kind of discussed it with the people from Portland. But Portland is of course a pretty. Strange place, since it's so very white, and there are many anarchists there. Of course, there's a long tradition of anarchist activism there. So it's not really average, but it's also the source of this whole police union power play that tries to, even if a policeman murders someone or steals money, then still he will be defended by the union. Which is pretty strange, but that's also from Portland, so it's the right place to struggle against the police. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. No, I just wanted to say that. But what would you hope that happens to the movement? Let's put it that way, in the future.
Well, I think that there's some growing up that the movement has to do. Mm-hmm. You know, and it, which is just part of, I think, you know, the cycle of the development of revolutionary consciousness is what I see happening, and I hope continues to happen. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, what right now, you know, this month, I think, has been already a hard lesson for many about who their friends are mm-hmm. and who their enemies are.
Yeah.
You know, as you know, so much of the movement's activities wind up being diverted into electoral politics from, late October, you know, through the November 2nd elections. And then that hasn't really stopped, because there's this major contest which is happening in Georgia, which is going to determine, you know, what the balance of power is in the U.S. Senate. So there's still, it's not like the election season is fully over. It'll end next week. Mm-mm. But, you know, folks have been trying to curry for favor and jockey for positioning of who's going to get kind of what post in the various administrations and mm-mm. what the political payback has been. And what is going to be on the agenda and who's going to define the agenda. And, you know, the movement for Black Lives and Black Lives Matter have been very frustrated. And stated so, you know, publicly from being snubbed by the Democrats, mm-hmm. despite all the work that many of their activists and organizers put in, you know, to get Biden elected and to get other Democrats on the local levels and state levels elected. Mm-hmm. And now they're being snubbed, and they're being told, you know, very clearly, you know, your ideas have no currency within the agenda that they're going to pursue. And now folks are trying to figure out, well, what is our next step?
Yeah.
You know, what can we do? What should we do?
Yeah. So what would you advise them?
What I've always advised, you know, there's the independent political role, the road less traveled, but the road that ultimately is going to have to be taken, you know, and there's going to have to be decisive breaks with the Democratic Party. And us building up our own political instruments and forces and institutions, you know, in our own communities. You know, this is something that, you know, this cycle that we've been perpetually in the United States is kind of 4-year cycle, constantly kind of gets put off because of the right drift, you know, that has been happening in this country basically since the 1960s. You know, I would say really since the time of Nixon, that each president and in each iteration of political movement comes more and more and more to the right, both within the Democratic Party and the Republicans.
Yeah.
that this is something that we're going to have to make a decisive break with, and deal with the consequences. I think this movement has some clear signs of that, that it's willing to make some of these breaks and not play the same game. But can it do this on a mass level? Can it do it in a collective fashion and not make some of the mistakes that have been made in the past where, you know, folks kind of come into radical consciousness, not in mass, but kind of in fits and spurts and in, you know, small groups, basically.
Yeah.
And hopefully I think we can kind of bypass some of that. And see the level of radicalization that this country witnessed throughout the 1960s. I think this decade could mirror that decade in particular, where many of the illusions in the system just come undone and just get discarded, and that we develop our own independent, you know, programs and activities.
Yeah,
that is what I hope that we are heading towards. Like I said, I see many signs that are very positive that are heading in that way. But of course, there's also the corresponding aspects of things which point in the other way as well.
Right.
And one of the things that we're definitely going to have to contend with, you know, in this next couple of months, mm-mm, is how much money the Democrats, you know, pour into our communities to buy off the opposition. And to keep people within their orbit. That's going to be very, very hard to resist, just given the desperation that exists, you know, that's definitely been exasperated by, you know, the pandemic, the need, you know, just for food security, has grown tremendously throughout this country, everywhere.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be hard kind of, you know, charting our own path when we don't control enough resources to just start doing our own soup kitchens and things like that on the regular. And so, you know, building the Mutual Aid Foundation is going to take some serious amount of time where we don't have resources, kind of disposable resources at the ready, but have to figure out organizing ways to build them up and then put them in play through mass democratic means. So we got a tough road ahead of us, but I think the situation is such that the contradictions are so acute that the movement is going to have to make choices in this direction, regardless of you know, all the NGO maneuvers and games of that nature, because they just don't have enough resources to dole out to meet the actual needs of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the other end of this is by 2022, you know, Biden is going to have to basically start fully implementing an austerity program.
Yeah.
In part because the Republicans are going to force that, because I do think they're going to win both of these races in Georgia. And they'll have control of the Senate. But either way it goes, it'll be 50-50, even if they lose. Mm-hmm. And that still puts Mitch McConnell and his forces in control of the Senate, because they move like, you know, operate like a cadre organization, in effect.
Yeah.
And the Democrats don't.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they're going to force austerity. But austerity is also a critical part of the neoliberal agenda, even without them being there. So Biden has a vested interest in that, and he's going to carry it out. Yeah. You know, and so this relief bills that they've been getting, people should add those up, because that will be in part the tally of what the austerity bill is ultimately going to come do. Mm-hmm. And what that would look like, you know, the last 3 years, I think, of Biden's term. So the movement is going to have to respond to that.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to respond to it by trying to support and prop up the Democrats once it's clearly demonstrated that they can't deliver and really have no intention on doing so anyway.
Right. Okay, that was a good analysis, but also a bit saddening, of course. But good looking to the budget of the future. That's always very good, of course, and nobody does that. So that's very good. I would like to kind of close off. Is there something you want to add to what you have said?
I think, is it bleak? There's some definite bleakness to it, but I think radical forces have to see this as a tremendous period of opportunity on an international level, where just the ruling class forces clearly don't have a firm grip on keeping the wheels of this thing moving almost in any direction. And that opens up a lot of possibilities and opportunities for us, and we need to seize them, so it doesn't necessarily look as positive now as we would like it, but there's so many cracks and fractures in the structures that there's actually a tremendous amount of opportunity. It's up to us, to get organized in our communities and to seize it. So tremendous opportunity is what I think 2021 poses. I just hope we're bold enough to seize it.
Right. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Okay. I hope to call you another time so we can talk again.
Oh, please do.
I will. Yeah, we will. Do. Yeah, we will. Sure. And have a happy new year.
You too.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Right. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah. Kali Akuno was that at Jackson, Mississippi. And that was Kali Akuno from Jackson, Mississippi. Ja, we moeten natuurlijk al die talen spreken. We have to speak all these languages. We gaan nu eens even kijken of Brian Holmes er is. Die zit in Chicago volgens mij. Kijk, oh, die gaat hier over. Nu gaat Menno over. Ja, dat is de shit, hè?
Menno.
Ja, Menno. Ja, sorry Menno. Ik zit die groep te drukken.
Hij Brian? Komt eraan.
Ja, hi. Hallo. Oh. Hallo. Nee, Brian is weer weg. Wat is dit? Is op de hoogte. Hij is op de hoogte, ja, fijn. Ja, nu komt hij. Ja, ja. Hallo. We doen het weer. We do it again.
Hi Brian, this is Meadow.
Brian's not yet connected.
Okay. Let's see if it works.
Ja. So far it was not bad.
No, absolutely not. Nee, luister, ik kreeg net een belletje van hem, maar op een of andere manier werkte dat niet. Dus ik ga het nog een keer proberen.
Ja, kijk, ik kan ook gewoon bellen, maar dan moet ik jacken en dat wil ik eigenlijk liever niet. Menno praat naast de telefoon. Ja. Komt u hier? Ja.
Hi Brian.
Hello.
Hi. Hello?
Yes, good evening.
Yes, good evening. Hello, you're live in our broadcast. Welcome,
yes,
Brian.
Yes, great. Straight from Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. So far away and still so clear to hear. Yes, we want to look back on the year 2020 a bit. And then say on the elections and also on the activism of, say, Black Lives Matter, but also all these people who voted Trump out of the White House, even though they don't really believe what Biden has to say. So where shall we start?
Well, I think we should start maybe from a greater distance and consider that what we're seeing and experiencing is really the breakup of the United States Empire. This is the beginning of something which can go in a lot of different ways, I think, but it's a tremendous change, both inside the country and in the way that the United States has so shaped the world over these last decades.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, you always had to, in the Cold War, there was containment and rollback were the two options. The one was to keep the communist Soviet Union in their place and roll back, is to split them up in little countries. And that's what happened. But that's what's maybe happening now to the United States.
Well, it's certainly it's impossible. I think it's really impossible to go on with